I still run. the surrendering of the town, it's just murder.
Just murder.
Won't vote again.
If you get vote that.
Won't vote again.
No, you won't do it again.
You won't get caught again.
Bob, the point that I make is this. We have two good ads on the negative side. Basically, the flip flop, I'm not so sure it's good in terms of making a point. But I do know this. I know that the welfare ad is good because they agree with it. I know the benefit that they agree with it. But don't underestimate what gets to people. What gets to them. Some of them may not get welfare, but they may not understand being number two even. It's a little complicated, a little bit. Ask me again. It's basically the loyalty. That's what you agree with. You've got to pay this son of a bitch as for what he is. He's disloyal to this country. And you don't ever say it. But in the low road, I get that from now on. I'm cracking the low road. I let everybody get lower road, gutter. He's in the gutter. Nixon's not going to get off the high road to get the high road of statesmanship to get in the gutter.
Are people prepared? There's going to be a discussion.
Maybe we're giving it too much. Maybe we're giving our people too much. I don't know. I think you give, because people, much as you want to, they aren't capable of using the same thing over and over.
I can't do it.
All right.
They should. Do you find good lines in the rural?
Chuck, in terms of subtlety, you can see why it was better if you use the Walden than the way I did it, the way you can present it. I said Congressman Jerry Walden, a liberal Democrat, and all of them. Shake them at the Walden.
Your line's beautiful.
All right, now. Congressman, members of Congress, his whole point is for his the darkest phrase, like, oh, the mess is true.
That was a thing.
Of course, they may not get made, float it right over the son's bitch's head, and I'll use it.
No.
They're going to have to.
I think you're right, they may not use it. I would bet they don't use it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They may not use it because they don't want, they haven't used it all yet, except in that one little clip we got.
Well, that whole candidate, vice president used it.
I don't like those views.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's why I still like
them. And then I got your answer.
I can't really say it.
Vice President Houston. He's one of the largest.
Sorry. But he did it just. No, he's got it. He's another star on Vietnam. I frankly established it. And I named it the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Newsweek, Time, and the three commentators. Not the reporters. The commentators all said Vietnam was wrong.
Then three more.
And then I said, and they came up, and then only mine, they said, give the brain on the word, they were wrong. And I said, now they say it didn't do any good. Well, I didn't think their track record was too good. But that's a hell of a devastating thing, which I should say. Now, you'll get a quiver out of Price on that, aren't you, or a few others. But God damn it, you may not. Price is a fair man, but, you know, everybody that wants. I can't press on. I've got to take the press on at times.
God damn it,
they're taking us on.
Well, the critics, you think they're
going to say broadside anybody.
No.
You didn't say the press was unfair.
No, I said certain people were.
You said you
want to help. No, he asked about critics.
You specified.
He asked about
it. He set it up. And I hit the
switch. That's what I was.
Right. And then got a man chopped on. He didn't make a note on anything. Not one note on anything. You don't kill him. He didn't ask you for the purpose of getting an answer.
Every one of those questions, Mr. President, that you asked today, is a one of us to be talking about. Especially at the end, we close the circle and frame the issue of the campaign again. The only one in there that's working, we get that, I guess,
it doesn't help.
Every
are you gonna go for the constitutional amendment? You say, well, first of all, let's, I'm against busing. He says, as a matter of fact, that's one of the principal issues. There's a lot of differences between us here. For instance, I'm opposed to busing, and our opponents are for it. And then you started down the list, then you dragged everything in. And I took off against amnesty. I'm against amnesty, I'm against, putting more power below our other, spending $30 billion of national defense. You said $30 billion, cutting national defense to the point where we could be second.
And against imposing a communist government, I get that here.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm against all that.
These are clear cut issues, did I say that? Now on busing, this is, and now I go back to busing.
Which was handled through.
Whichever I did, it stuck in the constitution amendment, where I said, go come back to legislation again, which is probably the act, because the constitution amendment won't work. If you can't get legislation, you'll never get an amendment.
Well, you made the point of why. I mean, why not, but why is, we can't do the amendment first, we can't.
We're so well off on that busing issue. A few months ago, I was seeing the right hand of it, because the areas where towns, the son of a bitch is really weak. He's got a quote, which you have, as we've stipulated right there, as we've made right, where he said,
hell, if you put it in, there's only one thing I saw in the Boston ad that I could not picture. I would say, here is what George regards as busing, and then put it in big, bold type of quote, so everybody can see what he said. See?
And it was very badly done in Boston, and it was a total disaster. The St. Louis had this guy, which is the same thing.
Better.
Closer to right, we'll get it right.
Oh, it's hard, what do you believe?
If anybody believes in the ad, you're closer with his heavy legal hand setting it up on one side.
Why are you advertising men who don't believe in the subject?
Well, you believe in the ad, but you don't know how to present it right.
See? But I strongly urge, put the quote in large language. Don't have too much on the page. Have one great thing. Don't make 4 points. Make one and have it in large language.
The truth is only one thing that we can say.
Right.
Hell, what's wrong with a little busing with children? That's what he said last spring. Just put that up.
Just put this President Nixon, and you could say, here's what the candidates say on busing. What's wrong with busing here? President Nixon. Busing kindergarten, get my quote, busing kindergarten children, 45 minutes for an hour and a half a day is wrong. That's why I oppose busing or something like that. I oppose busing, for example, I said, but the Detroit order, which required busing with kindergarten children, 45 minutes, is morally wrong. Put it back in the makeup, not the end quote, they don't quite say. Understand? Staff said that if you're for busing, vote for McGovern. If you're against busing, vote for Nixon. Now that's what I'd write, yes. I mean, I could write it without that, and that would give me a chance.
But you've got to be done that when I thought about the way what is the right idea. The only ad you ever have on it, the other one I wrote, all by myself, maybe you ended up with a big explosion.
No, I understand that you're hard to write, but everybody puts too much in that. Everybody puts the plan too small for the time you get through. Bob, what delighted me was to stick that double standard. It's so irritating that I can't have that. Why? Do you think that irritating?
No, I don't think they're smart enough to be irritating. They got it for me.
Kidding?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Do I think they're smart enough? They're smart. Don't address me.
No, no, they, it was funny how they got black. They
well, because they do, yeah, in the circus. But also when I said with Nance, I said I should be very correct with you guys for saying I know you and I want me to stand apart from that standard at this time.
you gotta do something.
Yeah.
And it's a damn good thing to do.
It's a good thing.
Make positive changes.
That's never had a press conference in spirit. Every press conference is health.
Not just health.
Especially this week, this person, when our service, you know, last 2 days, it was kind of running against. Just a little bit of delay, but that's the other thing, as always, we've often talked about, is the value of the press conference in
maybe leadership.
Yeah, leadership.
As a leadership device, and it's better than a meeting or a, it's better than calling them in. Here's what the line is, or having things in the auditorium and all that, but.
If you help me enormously with Kevin, who's been in the planning field this morning, so. Speak to you, and say, I'm going to be on the doctor, and I'm going to talk to him, but I was trying to sell him probably amnesty. Amnesty. So I did.
Well, that's not very deliberate.
Okay, you can't be careful on that. Don't try and sell a guy who doesn't believe in it.
I'll try
doing anything on amnesty, because if he doesn't, he won't do it.
Right.
It's like Eisenhower. You could never sell Eisenhower on cutting anybody up, because he didn't feel comfortable, and he did it very badly. He grit his teeth.
And it was obvious.
He didn't like to endorse a candidate he didn't like. And he gritted his teeth, and it was obvious. You cannot do it. So don't do it, you know.
Let's give the amnesty things that are never had to see on amnesty. You just gotta let them go on that.
But you gotta remember that most of our ended issue that
you need out.
And you never know.
You might may have somebody in his family.
You may have a relative.
You may have some family.
There are a lot of our people. We got these farts off in Canada. You realize that? Some of our contributors have it.
Right.
But they can't help them. They're sorry and they're ashamed. What the hell can they do?
But they can't ask them to go out.
Right, of course. They can't go out and say, hey, this son of a bitch in Canada or Iraq.
No, they use that on the other side. Because
yeah.
You know, like President, which is good.
Yeah.
Because you reset the line.
I agree.
It helps get the rest of our people charged up. It has been. For 3 weeks, we had a lot of enthusiasm on the drive.
Cracking our people to see him just a shot.
Yeah. I think the Missouri thing will give him a shot in the arm too.
People tend, since I get this, people that makes our people mad when you get all this,
I thought it's a Democrat.
Most are up.
I thought it was even worse. This most deceitful president.
That was very personal.
He didn't say corrupt from
Military.
He said it. He's
only got to the drunk.
Once they say we're on a spending binge, Jesus, he's got the most.
You're on a defense spending bench by the government.
No, that's the one I'm with. Sure, you have a totally different one.
Well, we did this. No, this is exactly to the form. See, when you go back to the form,
right?
It's exactly, they told us this. He's a hater.
He's a hater.
That's it. He's a guy who he has his moral righteousness that self-righteousness that makes him think. He doesn't read, doesn't consciously judge himself by the standards that he judges other people. He doesn't raise the question whether he can do the kinds of things that he criticizes other people for doing. And he did this to Carlin, he did it to Richard Rose, and in fact, by the wife of mine.
I think we ought to get the idea across. He's a mean, vicious son of a bitch.
Not hard to get across. He's doing that.
So, honestly,
the Raleigh thing, I would reprint an ad. Because...
See, I always love the news right now. I don't want world news to be
scratched. Well, that's why I didn't mention his name.
If you go too far, you might repudiate him and never catch him.
Well, I might say,
I'm sure for my better.
So
Nixon has been in the gutter too.
That's the other
thing. That's what he
had to do. Not this man thing.
I said, hey, go back to our
Christian country.
But you know, one technique that I think is very good in this office press conference, it's really good in almost anything, is always to sometimes sort of drop into the little, which we never get out of a reading book, so they shouldn't because they don't really have the feel of a certain thing. But you go into a sort of set the mood of the thing by answering a question by sort of going up and ask about polls, talking about what Gallup did, Goldwater, and so forth. Why it's
the amount you've got about the building. You know, I remember the guy about the middle, very good example of a technique that should be used by people. Good questions there.
I think that was.
Just name a few questions and I can figure out.
What was the corruption question, negotiated some of the predictions of the was about any of the predictions of the people that the test bomb. Yeah. time for next week. Consider the possibility of playing that tomorrow. That'd be a good week to go anyhow. Because of the town, alright. What week would that be, what day's on? The week of the 15th. You go, say, on the 19th.
That's the week that's in, we're supposed to the center of the country.
Ohio on the 21st, where that would be a Saturday, that would be what we're gonna do. So it's not bad if you do a press conference on Thursday.
Alright.
For that time. Or you can move up there, that's right, you can move up there early and we can do it as a, okay. You know, right after, if Congress goes on the 14th, they can do it after, do it on the 17th, Tuesday.
I think, no, I think Thursday's a better day. Wait, let them out, let them get the hell out for 2 days.
Yeah, but,
Let's tend to.
Consumer price index comes on Friday.
Oh, shit. None of these things mean anything. What are those figures? Do you all overreact to something to mean about it?
Well, they did mean things. When they were bad, they did something.
Yeah.
Remember, when they were bad, they meant something.
Yeah, I know, but not only, when you go down, they don't get as much credit and they say, well, it's up there now. So you always, the only thing you say, we cut the rate of inflation in half. And we're gonna continue to do it.
What really counts is what people don't get, what money is spent. As you can consumer survey, and some of your consumer survey, they're all showing public feeling how about that, if they have more money to spend than they're spending. Right, and I don't think sales and what is spending in September. That's what counts. People feel good about the economy, less than parents. So it's a plus to the economy. People feel good about the economy. Or, this is a neutral. We go with it, you think.
One thing I think is very important to get across is the fact that we are not looking at selling Vietnam because of the population services. I don't try to do it wrong.
Beautiful day. Stay out there. Are the issues that you spoke of, are the issues that our people are hitting?
We'd be interested to check out that person. As long as we're present, I guess. Coal stuff out of the back lake coal in Massachusetts that where they ran through the whole government proposal, a series of questions. Not fascinating what the Massachusetts opinion is.
Should give Chuck that thing that they actually got.
The Massachusetts theory from
44, 41.
Alright. Yeah, but okay. This is state on the record.
Well, you've done all the things that we
have to put all together if we want to. But this puts us pretty far ahead, not very close. But what's interesting is on the issue thing, on the question, do you agree or disagree with bond proposals of Senator Kerry and Governor? That point. That on the $1,000 a year every man, woman, child, they would increase taxes. Agree 38, disagree 49, which is a fairly high agreement. In other words, the welfare question. Massachusetts nationally in 1676.
In other words, Massachusetts is more liberal about
total rejection than Massachusetts 3849.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, but she covered it as much by 32 even the puts behind Soviet military strength. 1773.
That's right.
Nationally in 1966.
They're strong.
It's more hawkish. If this is Massachusetts, that's why the Defense Act must be run in Massachusetts.
We should grant unconditional amnesty to those who have country one first employee draft 3360.
David
Massachusetts is 27.
Stronger than that.
No, there you've got Harvard and MIT and all the rest of them.
That's right, but it's still damn strong.
Damn, it's a good issue.
The EU would drop their spin to China and take on faith in our opinion and raise pretty good evidence. 2960, which is the same as national. 3062, Massachusetts is supposed to be the big.
That we watch it.
Go ahead. Marijuana should be legalized and grow on the same line as alcohol. 2857
in Massachusetts.
Now that's quite a bit lower. Nationally, it's 2570.
But nevertheless, it's going to be
the same. It's more undecided in Massachusetts. Busing school children is essential to achieve congressional agreement. 2562.
Go on.
Again, that's weaker than national's 1874. So what are these figures? It's starting. But that's, it's kind of interesting that Massachusetts
On the issue as far as liberal, on the specific McGovern, if you didn't have the Kennedy thing in the router,
it would be carried out to, for sure.
It's a long shot.
Sure is.
And get into California.
This block was 58 right here.
In California, all states.
Six.
Talking about Los Angeles, I meant the Los Angeles.
Yeah, as good as it's been, though.
As good as it's been. Oh, thanks, California, it's 51.37, it's, we're out of those.
So that's the last three.
The, we don't know what.
Is it in LA, Orange County?
Ridiculous, 1970. Why don't you call up and ask this, this is a fascinating figure.
What was the LA, Orange County figure?
$63.90.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
But in LA and Orange County?
$63.90.
Which?
That validates half the vote in California.
That validates the 58-38 vote disappointing.
I didn't believe that at all.
I didn't believe.
No, it doesn't work. So, are they Californians? That's the. But you see, San Diego will be with us, San Fernando and the rest. The valley is about, is closer to the northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, is even in the best.
Down that, it's a better sign.
Well, you can comment on that, but I
have that southern syndrome. The Democrats are there.
Well, we'll see what Zuber's getting from these assholes over there.
I mean, I realize that, because I don't believe,
I'm not interested what they're writing, but
Zigger, please, call me.
I agree with Bert, that's a little bit vague, but I had asked him yesterday, and he thinks it's a little bit, Jack Anderson, and I'm sure he's going to tell me, and he just, I'm sick, I see the sort of putting out the information.
No, Jack Anderson got it out of the GSA somewhere.
Well, GSA put it out there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How does he get it? Is it legal to get it?
Yeah, forget it. There was a logical source.
Well, it's a perfect answer.
Okay, forget out that answer.
Everyone has this item. They tore up about that house, and they put in, you know, that big glass and those swimming pools. They put the duct tape thing in because it's to keep in the kitchen. All that wall, the big ugly lights on the lawn, that's put in for the purpose of that. All of it. They dug up the grounds to put in this telephone wires and the little shots.
Yeah. I would have loved it to eat. In fact, I argued against it. That's the super heating system.
I know it was great.
Was the sensation.
Why did it work?
Great gas, because it was gas. What you're saying is it was gas heat, and they were afraid of the gas tank blowing up or something. They didn't want the gas heat system in there. It has no complaint on it. So it's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, gas heating is just to say there's electric, and it's a hell of a lot better than the electric. And the irony of it is, after they put all the electric in, I was thinking that was smart. I was going to say you had a fire.
Why didn't you refer to the fire?
A fire there.
Yeah,
we just the story didn't get anywhere. The story had a little weak on the wires.
We are very careful on this. We are getting proper things that we got in Florida to put out a net out there to keep the goddamn sharks out of the water. Well, that's better than see the trees and have to swim out there. I guess that's legitimate, isn't it, Bob?
Don't think the American people want the present next year.
We haven't put any goddamn airstrips in that. That's a smaller strip, I suspected.
But it's all the stuff that's there, it's way less than the kinds of things that you're
right.
Predecessor. And it's not been that he has
finagled it all.
the lot in West Possible Home.
Where?
Why? Anyway, I found, that's what I always said, you know, still put it in the race, put it in the truck position.
Right, that don't have a van, all that sort of thing, you're gonna have to bring a van.
Oh, what?
You can't do it without a crisis.
Well, it's already, me, he won't wanna be, he'll wanna be there.
Yeah, it's good to say, we have to do that ahead of time.
Yeah, but if you don't, then ask the president. Can the ring van be requested for the year, sure, I think I'll have all the workers.
Why don't you get somebody, who's putting on Max's law? You get them to request the ring van, we'll approve the request.
Right.
Request the ring van.
Right, they will call you, don't have to come up and do that during the whole company, because that's why they do it, they're gonna have to request it, request that, and the government will call.
Let's do that.
I'll say.
Play on, and then we'll have to do the pre-show, you know, let them put on the show for most people.
How they do it, for the Charles and us, or the Ryan.
Sure, they are. But do you realize, have you ever been to that?
Mars there.
The Philippines.
The Caribou there.
Another one, of course, these are fun, I used to do them all, I had great fun if you wanted to drink, get loaded.
Screw around.
Caribou. But Bob, that's an excellent idea, have them request it. But they have the marine van, the marine, from the people, or they approve it, right? The last one, you know.
That's a hell of a lot for the president.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to be in, though, after I go in, I'd like to go in and see the front of people, or I'm gonna do it today.
But do you think for you to be there for?
Yeah, it's a good idea, too, yeah.
Have them.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of crowd they're expecting, you know, it's here for them.
I mean, you're coming to fill it, so.
That asks you, that's.
Why don't you do this? Have a close enough contact with me. If the president would like to come, totally non-political, just wants to pay a Columbus Day tribute to Bosco. But you don't want him.
Yes, I mean, if he doesn't come, maybe it's all right.
Can you talk to him?
But I'd say, if he wants to, it's better for him to be there because he wants to be there and be sent back.
Yeah, I think you better say, the president is thinking of coming, of dropping by, and his remarks will be totally non-political, but we didn't, what he doesn't want is for me to be embarrassed. And then that may have a headache to come. See what I mean? He'll want to be embarrassed. He will not be sent by. He will not mention one political thing. He'll only praise the Knights of Columbus and Bosco. Fair enough.
Huh? And I tell you, and all go in very quickly, so that it's only walks the world over. There's no way to tell. All right, Bosco. There's 650,000 members in the U.S.
I think if you could call, I would hope you could call Jay Dustin, just say, say, we've been invited. He's dropped by. He's taking dropping by. He wants me to know that he may drop by. And I didn't want him to be very embarrassed by it.
But no, he's got a big game he's playing right now. He, if Schreiber went to Colorado.
Well, he did.
He has now made a book of challenges. He's looking at one else, but meaning may, in the next few weeks, announce his support. Therefore, he may not want to be in debt, which makes it look like that as part of the value.
He saw him in government last year, and had interest. I don't think he's seen him down there. But he blasted. In government class, he said that one guy who's totally broken his signal to his George, it's done through, he's had it. Period. And then he shit it up a little bit too.
Well, he's saying that he doesn't like me because I'm not a war hawk.
And because he can't control, implying that me. Well,
I can control it.
Implying that me is a war hawk and that you can control it. And that's right.
Yeah.
And the government's saying he doesn't like me because he can't control it.
Driver visit the car, that was racing, and Jesus, the jackass, said that he was going to do it, and canceled it.
thank God these were officers. See, that's pretty much a break. We got a lot of prisoners down there, a lot of blacks and so forth. Those are the ones who kicked out.
Well, you got a black officer.
I know, but he is a black officer, Bob. He's got something to prove too.
It's a little shaky, but it's pretty clear it's something back there that all of them have decided, maybe they decided together. They want to do the people to life. They want to get prosecuted to life. Nice and public, how are we?
Well, a lot is more than that.
The League of Families, the BOV, what is the government speaking to some of your motion? The best candidate would be, what is it?
But we can't try and push on, get away from that.
You know, in a sense, you think about how best to spend a couple of days. I didn't spend a couple of days yesterday.
Get the television and the signing ceremonies.
That's right.
Some of that.
Those are damn good things.
And the newspapers decided that that was one too many signing ceremonies, and so put it in the back somewhere that the TV had to give it the run.
They did.
It was 2 minutes on each.
For each of them, nothing to do with that.
It's always good stuff.
When they get the voice suggested from Greg, it's very important to listen to what I'm going to tell them to deal with those for them. $100 million with a bond.
Yeah, way you check those points of excellent.
They had it, I just memorized it once. $200 million for savings on our bond, or help us start balance of payment. Creative jobs. That's what's in it for us. That is something that's in it for them, maybe.
Well, that's the whole point of world trade. Each side has something, the other side needs to be trade.
But I will certainly, as a kind of assurance, I'll show the fact that this is a problem. Beautiful.
That's my area of growth.
That's yours.
That's a good goal. You start changing the game now. So if you've ever gained 10 points, instead of taking it this week, so you gained 5 points, so the whole difference.
You did very well in the 6 points.
Right up.
Well, possible, I think.
No, he's hitting so hard. You know, he's now.
That'll get our some of the fringe people back to him.
He's getting the law and order thing out. He'll get the peace thing out. He's come out for the Catholics, and he's come out for the Jews. So, you know, these things are all, the people do vote these things now. You just have to realize that's the old kind of politics.
But look at it, we vote for 4 weeks before a job. But look at it from his viewpoint. Look at the intensity level he's at.
Yeah, what do you do?
5 weeks before the election, and he's going to the rallies pretty much.
Yeah.
How many more he's... Sure, he gets 35,000 out in Boston, and everybody says he's got an enormous crowd and all that, which is about half of what Sesame Street heard about. But that's... that so many times. Then you gotta get a bigger car. Then the next time.
Have we been through it?
Fuck yeah, right. Next time he gets 30,000, they're gonna say his car wasn't as big as Boston.
Also, the mud swinging can have an impact on the last 10 days when the new chance to counter report whether someone came back.
Too early.
But he started. You could mud swing in the last week of a campaign.
Well, mud swinging has to escalate. You gotta keep topping yourself each day. And where's he gonna top himself? It's hard to imagine how he's gonna get rougher.
Also, you know, a lot of times the public is looking at that and say, it's just stupid.
Preston
made the point, you can't attack the president of the United States the way he's going. It's going to backfire because people don't want to have a president of the United States. Might do that to the county sheriff.
Still doing that, though.
I don't know. That's true. Good night, man.